teaching and learning. Teaching is supposed to be a professional activity requiring long and complicated training, as well as official certification. The act of teaching is looked upon as a flow of knowledge from a higher source to an empty container. The student's role is one of receiving information, while the teacher's is one of sending it. There is a clear distinction assumed between one who is supposed to know and another, usually younger person, who is supposed not to know. However, teaching needn't be the province of a special group of people, nor need it be looked upon as a technical skill. Teaching can be more like guiding and assisting than forcing information into a supposedly empty head. If you have a certain skill, you should be able to share it with someone. You don't have to get certified to convey what you know to someone else, or to help them in their attempt to teach themselves.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Teaching is supposed to be a professional activity. Teaching is supposed to be a professional activity. Requiring long and complicated training. Requiring long and complicated training. As well as official certification. As well as official certification. The act of teaching is looked upon as a flow of knowledge. The act of teaching is looked upon as a flow of knowledge. From a higher source to an empty container. From a higher source to an empty container. The student's role is one of receiving information. The student's role is one of receiving information. While the teacher's is one of sending it. While the teacher's is one of sending it. There is a clear distinction assumed between one who is supposed to know There is a clear distinction assumed between one who is supposed to know and another, usually younger person, who is supposed not to know. And another, usually younger person, who is supposed not to know. However, teaching needn't be the province of a special group of people. However, teaching needn't be the province of a special group of people. nor need it be looked upon as a technical skill. Nor need it be looked upon as a technical skill. Teaching can be more like guiding and assisting. Teaching can be more like guiding and assisting. Than forcing information into a supposedly empty head. Than forcing information into a supposedly empty head. If you have a certain skill, if you have a certain skill, you should be able to share it with someone. You should be able to share it with someone. You don't have to get certified. You don't have to get certified. To convey what you know to someone else. To convey what you know to someone else. Or to help them in their attempt to teach themselves. Or to help them in their attempt to teach themselves.
The last reading.
Teaching is supposed to be a professional activity requiring long and complicated training, as well as official certification. The act of teaching is looked upon as a flow of knowledge from a higher source to an empty container. The student's role is one of receiving information, while the teacher's is one of sending it. There is a clear distinction assumed between one who is supposed to know and another, usually younger person, who is supposed not to know. However, teaching needn't be the province of a special group of people, nor need it be looked upon as a technical skill. Teaching can be more like guiding and assisting than forcing information into a supposedly empty head. If you have a certain skill, you should be able to share it with someone. You don't have to get certified to convey what you know to someone else, or to help them in their attempt to teach themselves.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.